How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. I'm sorry we're a day late as well, everybody.
Oh, that is bad of us, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know. We're just very, very tight schedules.
It's been tight.
Yeah.
How are you, dear?
Fine, thanks. Currently in Birmingham, aren't I?
Oh, Clang?
Yes, Clang. Yes. Just went for an avocado on toast.
Did you now? What, in the hotel or did you go out and about?
I went out and about because, of course, I sleep in too long and I miss the hotel breakfast.
Do you tend to not get a hotel breakfast because you know you're going to do that, or do you tend to pay for it and then not use it?
Depends. If I've organised it, I definitely won't organise a bed and breakfast rate. But if it's been organised on the tour, then sometimes that is the case. What do you tend to do, Suze?
I tend to not get the hotel breakfast because I find them quite hit and miss.
It can be disappointing, and also it can be a lot, can't it?
Yeah, I don't need a buffet.
Every day. It's fun for a holiday or a
Yes,
Sunday.
Absolutely. But I think that, so I tend to find somewhere nearby that's got great reviews and then go there.
Oh, that's a great answer, Suze. That's a great answer.
And sometimes I'll do that whilst I'm sort of two wines deep in the evening, and then I go to bed thinking about what I'm going to have.
That is lovely. Although I'm a bit worried. I keep having two wines every evening.
Because you're on tour. Yeah.
Because I'm on tour. Because you go, well, I've just done the show and everything. And then
I deserve wine.
I deserve a glass or two of wine. And then I sort of feel a bit sort of groggy in the morning. And I don't like that.
What about having a little run or something?
Well, I've actually got a little bit of an online session happening today.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Not on OnlyFans, but on... Oh, what a shame.
What a shame. That would be such a turn-on for everybody. See me jiggling around.
Cajoling? Who are you cajoling in
cajoling?
This
Cajoling. I wasn't cajoling scenario. Anybody. Cajoling. I will be cajoled into moving.
Sure.
Hopefully. And you know, I've got my back stretches I've got to do now, Suze.
Well, of course, yes. How is your back?
It's actually okay at the moment.
Did you go on a medieval stretching machine?
No, disappointingly, no. She just wiggled my legs around.
Oh, that is a shame.
But it's really good. I recommend it. It's sort of in the style of the Alexander technique. Did you ever do workshops on that at drama school?
Of course I did Alexander.
When they say, like, imagine a piece of string pulling you up through the top of your head?
Yes, all of that business.
Oh, wow.
Lifting your sternum, that sort of thing.
Please, put your sternum back.
You know me, I can't wait to get my sternum out.
She's always getting her sternum out, everybody.
Talk me through the stretching. What happened? You arrived. What did you wear?
Well, I wore my tracky pants.
Tracky
bottoms, and a hoodie I like to wear sometimes.
Did you wear, what do ballet boys wear it to put over their willies? What are they called? Like a cup?
Oh, no, I didn't wear that. No, I didn't wear that.
A jock strap? What is a jock strap?
I think it's the same sort of thing, isn't it? I think it's supposed to hold everything in place.
If you're running around. It's for sports and things.
It's for sports and things, and of course...
I think that gay men have sort of taken that into sort of the club arena. Mm.
Well, I was going to say, I think there's a lot of gay men who own those sorts of things who don't actually play any sport.
They don't have a sort of lacrosse career happening.
No, they seldom play it, but yet they've got all the accoutrements, if you will.
Well, of course, that's the thing, all the gear and no idea.
Well, that's the thing, as any respectable European club night will tell you.
So, you arrive, you're in your tracky bees, no cup.
No, but you know, the usual clothing.
And, you have pants on, I get it.
Yeah, and then we do a bit of, a little bit of stretching, a lot of like, can you give me your leg, can you give me your leg? When you
Is that a new bit of your material?
No,
is that some call and response from the audience? Give me your leg.
Maybe I should do something about it. It's quite a nice thing to do. Of like, yes. You've done it with when you go to like osteopaths and things.
I've been to I go to an osteopath, yeah, for my back to sort of keep on top of that. Mm. And I've been to a chiropractor, but I've never been to sort of a stretcher.
You'd like this. You'd like.
I think I would love it, Tom. I'm asking because I'm interested.
You're curious. Yeah, I'm curious. I get it. You're stretch curious. And what it is it basically. She's very nice. Like, she's a really positive person. She's like, that's great work. That's great. Oh, that's excellent. Like, when you, like, relax, basically, you just have to remember to, like, relax your leg, for example, into her maneuvering, and then just go with it and not try and, like, tense up and try and...
That's the hard thing, isn't it? Letting your legs be dead.
Just let your legs go. I've told everybody before.
And so what, were you laying down on a bed?
Laying down on a bed. But it's sort of quite open plan, so people come and go to the gym, which is fine.
Oh, so that you could see them.
But I like that because it makes me feel like this is some sort of sporty activity I'm doing.
Well, of course.
I need
to have boxing.
This. Yeah, well, of course, I'm a boxer. And I need to have this sort of manoeuvring because I'm such an intense sports person.
Yeah, did you get into an ice bath afterwards?
No, I got into a nice bath afterwards.
Oh, that's very different, yeah. And did you stretch your sort of whole body?
A bit, yeah, we do a bit of work on shoulders because, of course, I'm very stiff in my shoulders.
Well, of course.
No,
that's
rotation.
All that tension.
That's where it all goes. I've lost a lot of rotation there, apparently.
Have you? Tom, I'm so sorry, I had no idea.
Well, I don't know where it's gone, but I'm trying to rotate there.
And then you need to start driving more, and then when you sort of look to check your mirrors...
Oh, that's true, that is a nice clicky stretch.
Yeah, that maybe that's something that you can, you know, find time for.
When you go to the chiropractors, do you... What happens there, then? Do you put on, like, a paper... dress or not?
No, I thought you were going to say paper drawers, and I was going to say, well, no. Sometimes you have to do that when you go for a wax.
Oh yes, that's true, isn't it? Paper pants.
But the lady that I go to for a wax, I'm just totally nude.
Really, Suze?
Yeah, from the waist down. I feel that I'm too nude, but she is thorough, and I feel very confident in a bikini afterwards.
Well, that's great news. What do you feel like you know her well?
Not really, no. It is quite strange when, you know, really in the area, really in the region, and then says, like, so, do you have any children?
Wow, that's intense. How would you feel if you maybe saw her in a social situation, perhaps
horrific.
A wedding?
Yeah,
horrific. Okay. Oh, really?
Horrific, yeah. My greatest fear is that she works out that I'm a stand-up.
Well, I'm sure you're being funny, right? When you...
Oh, I don't know. I try and be quite muted.
Quite muted, fine.
Yeah, you don't want to laugh too hard in that scenario.
What's the lighting like?
I would say bad in general. And you sort of imagine a... maybe what it would be like in a Burton's dressing room.
Okay, fine. Yeah, got it.
A Burton's changing room. You know, sort of bad lighting.
Bad lighting. That was
no mirrors on the ceiling, I should add.
No, that's good. That's good. What, are you in a standing position?
No, you're lying down.
Oh, right, okay.
And then they sort of, you sort of put your legs like a frog.
Oh, that's intense, isn't it?
It is, do you know, it's too much. But Alice says I make too much of a fuss about it, and she's like, oh God, they've seen loads.
Yeah, they see them all
day. Why are you making such a fuss?
Well,
that's the thing, she sees them all day. I doubt that mine's made any sort of impact.
Well, you don't know.
So when she asked me what I do, I say that I'm a journalist.
Oh, that's good. So she's...
Because I panicked the first time she asked me.
What sort of journalist? Like a war one?
Yes, I've got to get this done.
Please.
Because I'm on my way to Kiev.
I'm reporting on the war, please. Wax me.
No, not a war journalist. I don't know what
Kate
she thinks.
Kate Adie, because... You know, if you were like Kate Adie, you'd want to be streamlined, wouldn't you?
Well, that's the thing. I sort of hope that she thinks I'm sort of like an Emily Maitlis figure.
Emily Maitlis, yes.
Like she'd political.
Yes, and maybe go swimming.
Yes, that's the sort of thing. In Washington.
In Washington, in a one
doing piece. A few laps in a bath before going and interviewing, I don't know, the Director General of the FBI.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good one that she'd probably do, yeah.
She probably does that all the time. She probably knows him.
Do you think she'd wear like a red one piece or maybe a navy blue, I'm thinking? Maybe.
I think she'd wear a red one because I think she's of that era of the sort of the Special K woman.
I was going to say the Special K advert. That's exactly what I was thinking about. How funny.
I don't know what sort of journalist she thinks I am, but the trouble was I'd just been reading Elizabeth Day's book And you know what I'm like when I get into, oh, it's really good. It's called How to Fail. And it's sort of celebrating failure, which I love, which of course I do relentlessly. But she's a journalist.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And so I've just been reading that. And so in the moment, I just thought, just pretend you're a journalist. And if she asks your name, say it's Elizabeth Day.
Well, that's great. That's great.
So I'm going to be Elizabeth Gay.
Oh, that's nice. Elizabeth Gay.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Gay. Anyway.
That's
back to the chiropractor.
No.
Well, you don't wear paper drawers.
No, I'm fully clothed. Everyone will be pleased to know. I slip off my shoes.
Yes.
And then there's like a bed in the middle of the room. And I show how I've been doing my stretches this week.
Yes. Does she make you bend over? Your toes?
I think I might have done that at various points. And also standing in the mirror, looking at how lopsided I am. But also I get sometimes a bit down about that because I see like in that hoodie, I just sort of feel like I've been eating a lot of crisps and I don't feel like as sporty as I once did. So that's sad, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not sad. It's just something you notice.
It's something I notice.
You don't have to attach an emotion to that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There doesn't need to be a judgment. That's how I am today.
That's how I am today. But also, how many people are seeing you in your hoodie? Do you really care how you look in your hoodie?
Well, that's true. Is it an issue? And then I mince up to London Bridge. It's just around the corner from London Bridge. And then I'm on the
plane. A hop, skip and a mince.
And do you know what as well, Suze? That night, I sleep so well.
Yes.
So well.
Full pyjamas, 100 tog. There he is.
Absolutely. Heating on, full blast.
But the window's open.
But the window's lovely, yeah. Absolutely. Lovely. Absolutely. But guess what I did the other day, Suze?
Go on, tell me.
I steamed my vagina. I steamed myself.
No, oh, sorry, go on.
I did. I steamed my vagina. I was trying to steam. Well, let this be a lesson for Gwyneth Paltrow.
Go on, what did you do?
I was wearing my linen suit from Marks and Spencer's, not an advert.
Is your linen suit sort of a beige colour?
No, I have got one like that. Thank you, though.
Del Monte.
It's the man from Del Monte. It's a blue linen, mid-blue, I would say, linen, part of their heritage range. Came out last year. I bought it for several weddings.
Very nice.
And I thought, you know what? The sun's out. I'm going to wear it now. Popped it in the suit carrier. Thought, this will be fine because we've got the steamer in the dressing room.
I bet that was creased to buggery, wasn't it?
Creased to buggery. I thought I pressed it, put it on. It was still creased in the trouser.
Oh, nightmare.
In the leg department, I thought, I'll give it a quick extra steam while I've got it on. It was all going well until I touched my leg with the actual hard bit of the actual steamer.
Wait, you kept them on whilst you were steaming them?
Yes, so I was wearing them whilst
steaming
them.
Oh, Tom, what a stupid idea.
What a stupid idea.
Why didn't you take them off and steam them on?
Because it was 3 minutes till showtime. You know I can't be on time.
Tom, so have you got a burn now?
So I've got a burn now in the back of my calf. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's very sad, but I think it's a lesson you needed to learn.
Well, Alfie's worried it's going to get infected. He said it's a third degree burn.
Oh. I don't know. I think you'll probably be fine.
I mean, I think I'll probably be fine, but it bloody hurt.
Yeah, I bet it did.
And I didn't put anything on it. I just carried on with the show, of course, professional.
Well, because you're such a pro.
Because I'm such a pro.
Those people needed to laugh. Where were you?
Leicester. I was burned on my...
Burned in the curve?
Burned in the...
on the calf, in the curve.
In the calf, in the curve. Yes. It was terrible.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry.
It was really terrible.
It sounds very stressful. You must iron your things at 7 o'clock.
What I've learned is you must adhere to steaming safety. Mm-hmm. I just worry about Gwyneth. You know,
about her badge?
Up there. Oh, yes. She could really do herself a mischief on her inside thigh.
Oh, goodness, of course she could. Have you ever done it when you're... If you had a cold, would you get a tea towel?
A steamer up my vagina.
Yeah, would you put a steamer up your vagina? Because that's the best way to get it out.
That's the best, with a bit of Vicks.
Yeah, it's like a ghost.
No, go on, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you know when you've got a cold, would you put your head over a bowl of steaming hot water?
Yes, sometimes, yes, I would. Or if my throat is very tired, I might do that.
Yeah, in sort of a, this is what my nan would do sort of way.
Yes, it's a very nan thing to do, isn't it?
It's a very nan thing to do. Because I've burnt myself doing that.
Have you, Suze? You're not supposed to put your face in it.
Well, I put my face very close because, you know, I like things quite intense, as is my personality. What do you mean? Get your face closer to that steam, you stupid cow. You know, the Winter internal Maisie. Monologue. You deserve this cold, you stupid cow. You know, just the sort of
really healthy, supportive. Yeah, nice.
You know.
So but you were like...
You have to be careful with that. You've got to be careful with steam.
What happened? You got your face so close to it that you end up sort of actually like drinking it or something.
Well, yeah, I just sort of burnt my chin.
Oh, Suze.
You know, these things happen. But that's what I do. That's what I do for my audience, so that I'm on Fine Voice. Oh, for all those numbers in the show.
All those sing-song numbers.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Absolutely belting them out, she is.
You know,
but I don't
like.
Drink enough water, do I? I never drink enough water.
Well, that's with the wine.
Yes, I just have one espresso in the morning. Don't drink anything until after the show. 8 glasses of wine straight to bed. Really? Super. I don't know why I feel groggy.
No, me neither. How many coffees are you having a day?
Well, I'll have sort of one or two in the morning and then I'll have one before the show.
See, that's quite dehydrating too.
Yeah, I know. I do try and drink water, actually. And I try and have a jug of water from the tap. Listeners will be pleased to know.
Listeners will be delighted to know that. Oh, I always ask for that as well.
I like to ask for that.
Yeah, I don't want bottles.
But then sometimes in a dressing room, they'll put it in the fridge, which is nice. But then I go, how long, is this actually for me or has this been here for like months?
That's what I think when there's water in a kettle of a hotel room.
I always think that. Yes, that disconcerts me greatly.
And then I feel like I need to give it a little wash out before I do it.
Because I've heard about people making a pot noodle in the kettle and things.
In the kettle? Yeah, that's disgusting. Things.
People need to be ashamed.
People are vile.
People are, Susie, I've told you.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine having a tea and thinking...
Why does this taste of,
barbecue boy or whatever it's called.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Horrid.
Absolutely horrid. But you do hear terrible things, don't you, about hotel rooms?
You do, yeah.
They can't all be true.
No, they can't all be true. Can they?
Well, I just think, like, who's got time? Who's got time to do some of those nightmare things you hear about?
Yeah. There's a thing that I saw on TikTok about people saying about, like, when Airbnbs go wrong.
Like
people putting cameras up, people arriving and it being like, oh, there's a scorpion family that's already in the bed. Do I sleep on the pullout?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I like Airbnb, you know.
I prefer a hotel. Does that mean I'm really like Gigi and a twat?
No, not at all. I think Airbnbs are often quite expensive.
Yeah.
And then you get there and it's like, this is depressing.
But you also know, because I'm scared of everything, I like to know that there's some stranger the door next to me who also doesn't want to be murdered by someone.
That's it. That's what I quite like about it. It's a system, isn't it? We all know why we're here.
Yeah, exactly. And there's someone downstairs all night, even if it's like the night porter John, who's like 82.
Yes, it doesn't matter. He's there.
I don't care, but he'll protect me.
Yeah,
John will protect me.
John will come running up those stairs like a rat up a drain.
72-year-old.
Yes, like a 72-year-old rat up a drain. So be careful with the steamer. So I ended up having to iron the trousers, but now I'm worried they've gone all shiny because of the... I didn't have my ironing cloth.
Oh, what's an ironing cloth when it's at home?
Well, it's for pressing things that you don't get the shiny iron mark. You know, if you press something, like not
you're
cotton,
so fucking what? Beige. I love it.
Yeah. You've got to be, Suze.
You've got to be. There he is.
You've got to be starching
his collars.
Well, I told you we've started starching the bed sheets.
Yes, you did. I don't know if on this or just in conversation.
In conversation, which I do like. But do you know what I get stressed about, Suze?
Go on, tell me.
These pillows for a while that I bought when I moved into the house. And they're okay, but they do this thing where they don't... I used to be able to sleep fine on a pillow. It was never a problem. Mm-hmm. But lately, I find they sort of crinkle up and they get untidy and they sort of roll up, or I end up sleeping on the top of the pillow and it rolls down and it folds in on me. I don't care.
Folds in on you? How big is this pillow? How small is your head?
It's tiny. People don't realise. So I put my head in the middle of the pillow and then each side sort of rolls up a bit too much.
Do you know what I mean? I use a memory foam.
Now, do you like that?
Yeah, it's just my pillow. Mm. It's very... She's a sturdy girl.
And you like that?
And I like that. I know where I am with it.
One or two pillows?
Oh, just the one, because she's sturdy.
So quite high then?
Yeah, she's quite thick.
Oh, okay.
Actually got it for free when I did a gig for Calm, the campaign against living miserably, because I was like, there's nothing better than a good night's sleep. And they gave me a free pillow, and I've used it ever since.
Well, that's a nice tie-in, isn't it?
It is a nice tie-in, sure. I'm sure it would be good now if I mentioned the brand, but I can't fucking remember it, so who knows?
Well, never mind. But, oh, how funny. Okay, well, maybe I should get one like that, because I'm just getting... So I used to be, at Mum and Dad's, I'd have a firm pillow and then a soft pillow on top. Everything was fine. But now, I don't know where I'm at.
Can't you just swap your pillows for your ones at home for your ones at your...
Yeah, do you know what? I've got them in the spare rooms, actually. I've got them in the spare room. So I might do that, yeah.
There you go. Just do that, Tom.
How
often do I what?
A dry clean your duvet.
Oh, not that often.
No, me neither.
I'm very strict with sheets.
Yeah, same.
But dry cleaning the duvet, like usually when I swap it for winter for summer.
Oh, that's more than what I do.
Like, so that's like once every, I don't know, 6 months?
6 months, that's really good. No, that's really good, I think. Well, I'm worried
I'll put
now.
It in a thing, take it to the dry cleaners, then, you know, she'll zip her up.
Okay.
And then she can be put away. I'll take her straight away so I know she's nice and clean for when it gets cold. Oh, and yes, I'm gendering my duvet.
And also, you have a winter and summer. I just have one all year round.
I know you do, which is absolutely bananas. Absolutely bananas to me.
Really?
Oh, we've spoken about this before. I think it's fucking nuts that how temperature doesn't affect you.
No, it doesn't affect me at all.
You're never hot, you're never cold. You could be in like a three-piece suit in like Milan and you'll be like, oh, I'm a bit warm, but I'm fine.
Yeah.
I would be sweating like a PIG.
Really?
Oh, yeah, a PIG.
I don't feel it. I couldn't tell you what the temperature is in here. Although, I mean, I do more and more. I don't like to be over hot in that sort of central heating sort of way.
Oh, no, that's not nice. But that's that dries the throat, doesn't it? You have to get out the old...
The clack, as you would say.
I think the clack is...
Oh, that's...
Isn't the clack a vagina?
Oh, no. Well, I think anything can be.
If someone said to me, I've got a really dry clack, the last thing I would be thinking is they need a Strepsil.
Would you be saying this to the waxer?
No, I would never say that to the waxer. Thank you.
The clack's gone dry.
Oh, no, I could never say that. It doesn't mean throat, it means vag.
Really? But I think anything can mean that. Anything can mean.
If someone said to me, I've got a dry clack, the last thing I would be thinking is throat. And I would find it... the most hilarious thing in the world.
You've got to protect your clack.
You've got
get the
to
old clack out.
The clacksternets.
I see it. But castanets, that could be something. That could be everything. Can be rude.
That's true. How's your castanets? That sounds like balls.
It does sound like balls, doesn't it?
Yeah, always had a bit of trouble with these castanets.
Well, I'm trying to think now. Yeah.
Maracas.
Maracas.
That could be tits.
That would be boobs, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just looking around the room. Radiator. What would that be?
Your rib cage, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Skirting board.
Trombone.
Trombone, that's fun. I don't have one of those around the room, though.
Aww. I think you've probably got one in your trousers, love. Don't you think? I think that's what a trombone would be.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
What about hospitality tray? That'd be a vagina.
Oh, she got out her hospitality tray.
Yeah, she got out her hospitality tray.
And we all had a lovely cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I don't mind telling you, they're biscuits and all. You can make anything rude, it's true.
Cafetiere.
Oh, don't even... No, that's dirty.
That's...
I'm not even discussing that. Oh, you know what it is. Using a plunge.
It's very
using
nebulous.
Using a plunger, are you?
Corby trouser press. That's vagina, I think, as well, isn't it?
Do you? A trouser press? Well, I suppose so, yeah.
But I don't know.
Well,
I'm hardly an expert, am I?
Well, no, I would say, other than what you know about Gwyneth Paltrow.
I know. Well, we all know about Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you remember when the candles started exploding? Sorry, yes.
What candles? The vagina ones?
The vagina candles, yeah.
God, she is a woman that has made a fair bit of cash off her clack, isn't she?
She has. She's got that cafetiere going. Like a
Tom,
Starbucks.
Before we go, I need to ask you a quick question.
Oh, yes, dear.
How is Eurovision?
Oh, my God. Well, of course, I only went to the semi-final.
No, of course, but I mean...
Of course. A semi for Euro. A semi for Eurovision. But it was wonderful. Do you know
what?
It was really nice. One of the nicest bits was the atmosphere.
Yes.
Everybody just walking around, having a lovely time. Everyone saying hello to each other. Everybody smiling. It's very kind. You know, it's very sort of uplifting.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Well, Liverpudlians know how to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
So do the gays.
Mm, Gosh, what a mix.
And then people that love Eurovision, I think, are sort of gay adjacent, even if they're straight.
True. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So I think that it's... you know that was going to be good fun, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was wonderful, actually. And we had a nice time. Saw all the ones I thought Sweden would win from that semi.
Was that the girl that won? Lorraine?
Lorraine, yeah. Lorraine. Not Lorraine Kelly.
No, and not Quiche Lorraine. I wonder if she knows about Quiche Lorraine.
I wonder if she knows about Lorraine Kelly.
Well, she should, because that woman is an absolute broadcasting legend.
She is. I bet Lorraine would have loved to have had her on the show, actually, the following
Almost
morning.
Certainly. Well, not she was great, though.
Let's hold you open the doors. Yes, oh, I know. Shouldn't be able to handle a mug of coffee.
No. That's an enema. Now, should we say farewell to our dear friends?
We should. We're sorry we're late this week. Sorry
we're
to everybody.
We're so sorry.
Both of you. and we don't like letting you down.
No, but, we'd hate to.
We'd hate that, wouldn't we?
Gosh, we would, yeah.
Oh, Suze, it's been lovely. Well, did you watch the Eurovision? Were you working?
I did watch the Eurovision. I enjoyed it.
It was good fun.
I thought Mae Miller was great.
I thought she was very good.
I thought it was a really catchy song.
Yeah.
And I think I thought she was really unlucky that, unfortunately, with Eurovision, other than Sam Ryder, it seems everyone hates us. But well, I thought she put on a great performance, and I thought it was a great song. And afterwards on TikTok, she was really funny about not getting loads of points. I thought she handled it beautifully. Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know.
I was like, oh, fair play.
Oh, lovely.
You're super young, and you've just sort of got the measure of this without taking it all too personally, which I think is a great strength.
Oh, wonderful.
Good for her, actually.
Love, actually.
Okay, well, Tom, listen, we'll see you next week, won't we?
We'll see you next week. We can't wait.
I can't wait one bit. Okay. All right,
all right.
Then.
Okay. We'll speak to you later. Okay.
Bye.
For now. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.